many people will ever read is you. And so this gospel kind of embraces that, because obviously somebody got Zacchaeus excited about Jesus and who he was. And if we don't share our own excitement and love for the Lord, well, we can imagine and we can see the results. And so this story encompasses everything that's going on in our culture today and even in our church. We see that somebody communicated to Zacchaeus about this wonder worker, Jesus. And his excitement was so great. And again, we've got to put this in the context of that time, because he was a man that was hated by his fellow Jews because he was extorting them, working for the Roman Empire. And in effect, he's simply doing his job. There was no cause for the hatred that was heaped upon tax collectors. And we saw last week, we had another story about a tax collector who was praying in the temple, recognizing his unworthiness. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. And he prayed to God in his recognition of his failures and his sinfulness. And I think that's really key to our own capacity to engage in our faith life. If we can't recognize our need for God and our need to be forgiven for the many ways we failed him, well, that's going to put a big crimp into our faith. And it's not going to be very aggressive or active and be evident in the people around us. And so we see this story then exemplifying the same realities. And in Zacchaeus' case, he certainly must have been tired of his life. He was the chief tax collector. That man, he had a lot of other tax collectors who reported to him. And so he was taking a cut and a percentage of their take plus the fact that the whole region that he served, which was Jericho, which was a sort of a plush environment where people went, especially the priests from the temple, would go down to Jericho and had apartments and lived down there because it was much more attractive. It was warmer, palm trees everywhere. It was big. It's a big place of commerce. And so this would be the only reason why he would be so wealthy, is because he's taking advantage of all the tax, all the commercial processes that are going on. He's collecting for Rome, and of course, taking his cut in the process. And of course, he says, well, you know, Lord, as he gets all excited and comes down from this tree, and that tree, it represents another reality of our faith, too. That tree represents the tree of life in the Old Testament and the Genesis story. That tree represents the fruitfulness that is Jesus. And here he goes up and hides under this tree to see Jesus. And yet that the fruit of that tree, it was a fig tree that was not the kind of figs we eat. The variety of fig there was a little harder and smaller than what we're used to in our grocery stores. But the reality of it is the fruitfulness of his encounter with Jesus brings tremendous hope and excitement and faith into his life, and not only his life, but that of his whole family and all of his associates who are tax collectors. And he had many of them, and that's why he was so wealthy. And so he comes down, and of course everybody's criticizing him. And he's a Jew, but he's ripping off his own people by these tax collections, which Rome was going to exact no matter who they hired to do it. And it didn't make any difference to them who collected it. And, of course, he became a victim to the circumstances of his culture, like many people today do in our culture. And we throw stones at them and criticize them don't allow them to be part of our celebration here. We don't invite them to the meal. And this Mass then represents that same reality that Zacchaeus celebrated when he hosted Jesus. And whenever people of that culture got together to eat, that implied reconciliation with the parties involved. You just don't come into somebody's house and hold an anger and animosity toward them. That very process of sharing food is a great communicator of the fact that we are in a new place. We are now reconciling to each other. we are now creating a family of God's people. Reminds me of my grandmother. You could never walk into her house and she wouldn't be putting food on the table. Come on, eat, eat. And this is part of that same reality. Come and share the goodness and the life that we have here and enjoy it. And so this is what Jesus and Zacchaeus celebrated at that meal. And it's the very meal that we're celebrating here today. It implies and suggests that every one of us in this assembly should have that same sense and spirit of reconciliation with one another as we come here to worship the Lord and celebrate the joy that is ours in coming to know and to be and to believe in Jesus.